hopeful.
The Mustard Nixon appointed Olivier Santacruz, his mate of George Bush, as a permanent representative of the United States in the world, welcomed an extension of the American administration staff towards the international organization, which is one more confident by the U.S. as a center for diplomatic contact with the U.S. qualified diplomats such as Cabot Lodge and Edmund Stevenson. The United States looks at the UN as a center of propaganda and for delivering speeches broadcast by the TV. Mr. Nixon is not going to appoint a man that cannot control the behavior of countries. The American State Department notes its influence on the United Nations and the White House imposed its complete control in the U.S. When diplomats in the United Nations heard the name of George Bush for the first time, and we knew that he had a limited experience in the world of affairs, one of them said this story. He said that as it went to see a big number of leading independent states from the U.S., some representatives would not distinguish between a nation and another. The representatives of this country tried to keep in mind that the new members to gain more voices for the important issue. At one of the parties, the American representative, Bush, approached a handsome man and presented himself. The handsome man told George Bush he is the representative of the minister. Then Mr. Bush shook hands with him warmly and said, "Of course, I heard about your beautiful country, although I didn't visit it till now." That was a record in Francis, Bush and the UNESCO paper. You are tuned to the Voice of Peace from Baghdad. Dear listeners, enjoy listening to the song. Thank you. This is Voice of Peace on Baghdad.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.